This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wagner mercenary fighters are in Belarus, according to Ukrainian and Polish officials, following a video released by Minsk showing them training Belarusian soldiers. The first indication that a deal to end Wagner's military mutiny last month, is being implemented. Reuters' Lucy Fielder tells us more.
Video shared by Russian war correspondent Alexander Kotz on Saturday evening appeared to show a convoy of trucks and military vehicles on a highway in southern Russia. Some were flying the Wagner flag. There was no immediate comment from the Kremlin. The Belarusian Hayun project, which monitors military activity in the country and is viewed as an extremist formation by Minsk, said a large column of at least 60 vehicles with Donetsk and Luhansk license plates entered Belarus overnight Friday from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko hasn't sent troops to Ukraine, but he has allowed Moscow to use Belarusian territory to launch its invasion and as a base for Russian nuclear weapons.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Veronica Belderas-Iglesias explains, Biden administration officials this week reemphasized their commitment to helping Ukraine.
During the recent summit in Vilnius, NATO members stood by Kyiv despite not offering it a clear roadmap to join the alliance. U.S. President Joe Biden, however, made it clear last week that Ukraine won't need to wait for NATO membership to receive long-term security assurances. He was referring to a new framework unveiled by the group of seven of the world's most advanced economies that paves the way to address Kyiv's current and post